Good evening, morning, and good night.
And good night, slumber.
From the low IQ, because we're back.
We're back.
And guess
baby.
Who else is the frick back? Harry
Me.
Is the frick oh. back. Wow.
Harry's the
were
frick.
Were you going to say
back.
You? Sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm going to say back. Harry.
Jack's always here, though.
Jack's always here. It's not all about you, right? Harry's here.
Have we done an episode without Jack before?
Never, but we have done episodes without you.
Maybe we should do
it. We started the last episode.
I've tried so many times to get out of doing an episode, but you fucking forced me to.
Well, yes, mate. It's your fucking job. What do you mean? It's your podcast.
No, you've missed a few, and I let you off.
No, I think I've missed one.
Nope.
Two, I think.
We've done the Will Gibb episode. You missed...
And then I missed that...
The Will Gibb one was good.
You missed... Harry Ginger.
Harry Ginger?
The comedian guy.
Oh, Jamie Hutchinson.
That's it, all I've missed.
A great episode.
Great
numbers.
That one did amazing
when
without you.
Yeah, I know, but it would have done even better if I wasn't.
No,
all the comments said get rid of Cole.
No, yeah, they didn't.
They did. They said replace you for Italian batch.
I actually saw one that said...
Bad about Harry.
Well, they said, me and Harry and replace you.
They didn't say that. No.
They did. The last step, yeah. Did you see... Aiden saw that scene.
Aiden's a liar, though.
Told you. So, guys, what do you think? Comment below.
Someone said...
Wait.
No. Oh,
okay,
yeah.
Go on. Okay. Yeah, go on.
Someone said Harry's too mundane.
Yeah, I heard that.
Oh, well. I didn't see that one.
Yeah.
Comment below now. Who... What hosts out of me... Actually, yeah, let's do out of us three.
Well, they're going to get rid of me. You're on every episode, man.
Okay. So it's got to either be me or Harry.
No, let's make it positive.
Do you two.
Put our names, so Jack, Cole, and Harry, and you say one thing you love about us.
No. I want to know. No.
That'd be nice.
No. I want to know who would host it better. So out of, it'll be me and Harry hosting, or me and, or you and Harry.
Or
hosting.
Me and you.
Or me.
They're going to say you, because that's your job.
No, they'll say us.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe not. But who would host it better? Me and Harry, with a guest, or me and Jack, Jack and Harry with a guest. All right.
Oh, yeah.
It's funny because people are putting troll comments just because they know you read all the comments.
Yeah, I thought that.
Someone did a troll comment and then he was like, yeah. I only did this because I know Cole reads all the comments.
Yeah. I actually didn't read that one. What did it say?
That was the one that said you should be replaced with Italian batch.
Yeah.
Oh, so that was
someone replied saying, no, that's wrong. And then he replied saying, I'm just trolling because I know Cole's reading this.
Well, and he didn't, but you think that we read.
I do read them. And they know I read it because I like some of their comments. The positive ones about me, I like. And then I dislike the shit ones.
You block and report the other ones.
I block them.
We've got some, quickly before we get into some topics, we've got some pretty cool news. Me and Cole are very, very close to moving in together.
Yes, we are.
We went for some house viewings.
Forgot about me, it's fine.
Yeah.
Well, what we do, wait. So the plan was, guys, was me, Jack, Harry, Darcy, I don't know if you know Darcy, Isaac HP, is that it? We're going to move in together, right?
Basically, yeah.
Yeah. Basically us. Yeah. Us five in Brighton. I live in Essex. They all live in Brighton anyway. Mm. I was the one who was trying to fucking set this shit up the whole time, right? And then I kept on putting stuff in the group chat, getting aired. And then Jack calls me and he's like, right, should we just sort some shit out? And I was like, yeah, let's do it. Because these guys are just taking a piss now. So I started looking, and then turns out Darcy is moving on his own with his girlfriend. Isaac's moving in with his girlfriend anyway. Didn't tell us.
He's not doing
that.
He's not doing that.
Well, fuck him.
No, right, I want to say something. Do you remember when I was at Darcy's house and I told everyone that I'm speaking with Cole about potentially moving in, and everyone's like, what the fuck? We're trying to do this just us.
Yeah.
Even though they'd ignore every fucking message I put in. Dickhead.
Anyway, so we're slander, yeah. so we're now moving in together. We found a really nice place.
Harry, what are you going to do?
Yeah, man, talk about your house more, it's fine. Yeah,
talk about
your lovely big house you just bought, it's fine.
No, Jack said you're moving in with someone else.
Yeah, Tommy and Sam, because they're getting kicked out.
Because you fucked off.
I didn't fuck off, mate. If you were more responsive,
that's
you'd
true.
Be
true. You have to be
I
more
was very responsive.
No,
I would say nice. That's nice.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
No, but I might be moving in with the other boys because Sam and Tom might get kicked out.
Yeah.
This might be a very boring thing for you to listen to because if you don't know who these people are.
It doesn't matter. Yeah.
But either way, a few weeks ago, we had on Eddie Abu.
Yeah.
Abu.
And he gave us very good information about diets and stuff. Harry, I wanted to ask you, I don't know about your diet. You go to the gym. How would you say your diet is?
The diet was good last year, and then it kind of dropped off when you get a girlfriend, you know? I think it dropped off. But I'm still at the gym like 4 or 5 times a week, but the diet's not great.
But so you
I'm
go just, at a like, weird time.
Just maintain.
You go like 12 at night.
I go like 11 till 12 every night.
I used to do that. Yeah. It's, mate, I tell you what though, the thing is, I like a busy gym and I go evening.
Like, you like a busy gym?
That's yeah. the most that's mental really thing weird. I've ever heard.
No, no, no.
Oh, girls.
No, you look a bum. No, if I can get on every machine, I like a busy gym because, and a lot of people in the comments will back me up here, I reckon, because if you're doing like bench press, and a guy next to you is doing bench press.
Oh, fuck off.
No. I'm not saying you don't beat him. I'm saying it motivates you. When there's a busy gym and people are working out, it motivates. It motivates me. I'm like, oh, he's doing well. He looks sick.
Ego lifted.
No, I'm saying he looks sick. You know what I mean? I'm like, that guy looks sick over there. He's doing this. And it's motivating me. I'm looking out. I'm looking around.
Look at the girls?
Don't look at girls.
No.
Never look at girls.
You not get motivated by women working hard?
No, I do. I look at girls and I get motivated by them working out and doing hip thrusts.
You know what I've found weird? I watched a video recently where this girl's, she's like showing her ass to her camera on Instagram.
They all do that.
And then this guy walks past and he like just looks in the room and then walks off. And then she starts freaking out. She's like, that guy was looking at my ass. You are posting your ass all over social media for guys to look at.
And filming it.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Also,
they'll say they're not doing that though. They'll say they're just filming their exercise.
She was pulling her shit up her ass.
Yeah, they do that.
They do that.
It's like, piss off. You're literally, if you want to take a video of yourself, stand there like this.
Yeah,
you're getting your ass and literally bending it into the fucking
Some girls do that, and some of them, they wear really tight stuff. So when they say, "Oh, you look at my ass," and it's right up their ass crack. I mean, how can you not? Sometimes it's like a big ass with like sucked in juice.
Well, you're not meant to look at their ass because a lot of girls don't want you to do that.
Yeah, I don't. I don't do that. Some guys look at their asses. You shouldn't do that.
But it's hypocritical when they post their ass all over social media.
Yeah. And then they'll say about guys, they'll be like, oh, stop looking at our asses. But and then a lot of comments, if a guy's wearing grey track pants,
they look at his knob
and his bulge.
You know what
his
I found out the other day is quite attractive? Like checkered pajama trousers.
Yeah. What do you mean? Freak?
No, that's a, trust me, that's a thing. I'm like a chef. No, not like a, no, like, you know, like red, like baggy pajama trousers.
Yeah.
Apparently,
I've got some of them.
Apparently, that's really fit.
Apparently.
By who? Who's
by
whom?
Every girl I've spoken to.
Every girl.
You only know one girl.
No, that's your mum. No, because my girlfriend said it and I was like, that's not true. And I asked people and it's true.
Who did you ask?
Her housemate, her other housemate, and another friend.
Another friend.
Another friend. So you won't know her. She goes to another school.
So your girlfriend's saying she likes a guy in red checkered.
Yeah, but that's like a universal thing.
Have you ever worn those?
Yeah, I've got some.
I've also got those as well. So maybe like
every guy's got
basing that on
I don't
me.
Have those.
Well, no, you wouldn't.
I'm on good authority that that is a thing.
That's not.
That is. I thought the same thing. I thought it's like granddad trousers, but apparently it's hot.
I like checkered. I like a girl in checkered skirt.
What, like a school skirt?
No, not that short.
What the hell?
No, not that short. Like just a skirt,
right?
Like a long one over the knee.
Like a kilt.
Like a kilt.
Like a burqa.
That's not what that is.
What do you mean? Burqas go down to your fucking legs, your feet.
Burqas go everywhere. Yeah.
That's what you say. That's completely different.
Oh, I don't know what it is though. I don't know what burqa is then.
Well, but just quickly, way. I recently went to a castle. I went to what was it called? King Henry VIII lived there. Oh. Hampton Court Palace.
Okay.
Mate, I was actually well motivated.
To own a castle.
I was looking at that and I was thinking about it like one man just owns all this. It had 1,300 bedrooms or some shit. And I was like, this one guy has that. And then I started doing some research and I was looking up different people and I was looking into Genghis Khan.
You're motivated to be like Genghis Khan?
No, I'm not motivated to be like him, but I'm motivated by the fact that one person can create so much in life.
True. If you think, right, I've heard this thing where it's like, oh, people, they forget your name like 50 years after. Genghis Khan, how long has it been for him? Like, how many years, by the way?
I don't know.
I'd say 300.
300 probably. No, 300? No, years. Way.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Way before that.
Oh, okay, like 1,000, no, not, yeah, maybe 1,000, 500.
Some time ago.
Lots of years. And he's memorable, not for the best reasons, no. But it's still...
Something. Well, but what I'm trying to say is don't be like Genghis Khan, but I was thinking about it. How did that man, he took over like 50% of the world, his empire,
yeah.
Mongolian empire, took over like 50% of the world, powered by this one guy.
Yeah.
How do you do that?
How do you get a thought to do that as well, to get an army?
Do you know how it started?
Go on.
So, correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think I am because I saw this on TikTok. So when he was like eight, his brother, they caught a fish, and his brother, he either took the fish and ate it or he claimed that he caught it. So Genghis Khan took him aside, smacked his head in, killed him.
Over a fish. No way.
And then... later, his dad got killed by another tribe. So he built up all his mates and that and killed that tribe and then just started taking over and building this huge army.
Wow, so like a butterfly effect.
Yeah, just from fish. That fish. Wow. It all started with a fish. We probably wouldn't be here if his brother didn't take credit for that fish he caught.
That's actually fucking true.
Which is crazy if you think about it. But he killed like 10% of the world's population.
Very
professional call.
No, mate. You know I've been getting random calls by... That's another random call. About three in about an hour.
Is it?
Jesus. Yeah. Well, you get them as well.
Yeah, I have been getting them. My number recently got leaked. I don't know where from, but I've been getting calls literally like every day for the past 4 days.
Really? Well, yeah.
Snapchat got leaked.
Snapchat. Yeah. You should use Incogni.
The sponsor of today's podcast,
Incogni, limits public access to your information, lowers your risk of identity theft, and keeps your data from being sold. There are three easy steps for Incogni. If you, Harry, you don't get calls, but Jack,
I don't get
three calls. Easy steps.
Jack,
you sign up. Well, you create an account.
Yeah.
You grant Incogni right to work for you,
mm-hmm.
and you kick back and watch them work. They sort out all of it from there.
Well, I've got a little stat for you, a little bit of factual information. The 2022 annual data breach report says number of victims have gone up nearly 41.5%.
Guys, if you are getting calls, bloody sign up to Incogni because they actually sort you out. Scammers can use AI to mimic the voices of friends and family to trick their victims into sending the money.
I recently left an office. I had an office and Harry knows about this. We spoke to her about it. A scammer ruined her life because they pretended to be her son and stole thousands of pounds. He was like, I really need money. Please help me. All of that. And she's an older lady and she got scammed out of...
Should have used Incogni.
Use code LOWIQ at the link below. We'll get 60% off Incogni. That's almost a percentage. It's more than a percentage that the data breach report says.
What's the website you can go to for that, Cole? Tell me.
Harry, the website you can go to is www.incogni.com/LOWIQ.
May I add, Incogni is spelled I-N-C-O-G-N-I. Incogni.
Back to Harry.
Cole, you said you had a topic.
Well, I wanted to... Basically, it's a bit of a controversial one.
Go on.
Oh, God.
I love this.
No, because on the drive here, mm-hmm. I was listening to a particular artist. Called R. Kelly.
Ooh. Okay.
Okay, yeah.
And I want to know your thoughts on... can we still listen to their music? Because I fucking love them songs. But obviously, he's a convicted...
Survivor.
Yeah, he's better in it though. Or I like recognition, Martin pressure recognition.
Now I'm rolling that body yaddy.
Body yaddy. Is he Ardy now? Is he?
No, R. Kelly's good. He's not good at what he did with the Radiator and the Children, though.
Well, technically.
Is that what he did?
Radiator?
He tied people to radiators.
That's crazy. I didn't know he did that.
I heard that they signed a contract.
I've got a good topic after this. It's very relevant as well. Just adding that.
We'll just say it after we finish one then. How's that sound?
The way I believe these things work is you have to differentiate the talent from the nonce.
From the artist.
The art from the artist.
Not the talent from the nonce.
Same thing. The art from the artist. We don't know if Michael Jackson did what...
He didn't, but carry on.
Well, you don't know that, but none of us know that. Well, some people might if they went through it, but, what I'm saying, I don't know if he was a nonce, but I was listening to him this morning. Heaven Can Wait, great song by Michael Jackson, listening to it in the shower.
Yeah,
but
go back to R. Kelly though, because...
No, it's the same thing.
Well, I know, but we always talk about Michael Jackson.
Okay, well, R. Kelly, both... It's point, it's what I'm making.
Hurry up then.
R. Kelly and Michael Jackson, you can listen to their music, just don't like the nonce stuff.
Yes.
Yes, but listening to their music does bring them money.
No, because Michael Jackson's dead and R. Kelly is dead.
No, no, R. Kelly's in prison. He's broke now, exactly. I guess.
So. Well, would he get the money? No, surely they'd just take that shit.
Who?
No, because it goes to the... It doesn't just go to... When someone releases a song, it doesn't just go straight in their pockets. It goes to the record label.
Yeah, but he gets some money, sure.
Yeah, but he's... What's he going to do with it in prison?
You can buy Pop-Tarts and that. That'd be good.
Oh, that's weird you say that. Well... For two reasons.
Yeah.
But I was sent a Pop-Tart the other day, yesterday, and I have no fucking idea how to do it. So
how to do a Pop-Tart?
Well, I opened it and I started eating it, and then my mates was like, well, you got to cook it.
Yeah, you put it in the toaster, right?
Yeah.
Toaster,
which is like a piece but then of I peeled it. I peeled the foil off and put it in the thingy, and it went wrong. And then someone said, you got to do it in the foil. It doesn't say this. I don't know what to do. They piss me off.
You don't do it in the foil, do you?
Well, that's what I thought. In a fucking toaster, it would burn you. It would blow up.
Yeah, you can't put foil in a toaster.
But exactly.
No, you just put it in like a piece of bread. You take it out and you whack it in.
Oh, bread?
What?
Why the fuck would you put it
in? No, you do it like you would make toast.
No, because I did that and it's just shit. Pop-Tarts are fucking shit.
This is actually riveting conversation.
Sorry, well...
I love Pop-Tarts. I've got...
You said you had a good topic after the R. Kelly...
Have you heard about Diddy?
Yeah, oh my God, that's what I was going to say, yeah.
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 So Diddy's
have
getting...
You, Harry?
I haven't, no, I don't know this.
So there's a lot of allegations against Diddy coming out now.
P. Diddy, that is.
Yeah. Puff Daddy. By the way, this is all alleged stuff. We're not saying this happened or didn't happen. You don't want to be sued.
Is Diddy a diddler?
A diddly diddly do.
Kiddy diddler.
He's a kiddy diddler.
Apparently, so he got full custody of Usher, didn't he?
Custody of Usher?
What do you mean?
That's not his child.
Not
his
dad. No, yeah. No, he did.
What do you mean?
Full grown man.
He gets custody of a fully grown man.
Look it up. Can we look up, did he get custody of Usher? Because also, people are saying...
Don't get custody of...
Have you seen the videos of him with like Justin Bieber? And Justin Bieber looks well uncomfortable when he was a kid.
What, Usher with Justin?
No, Diddy.
Oh, yeah, he probably would have tried to...
What does it say?
What does it say? Diddy was Usher's legal guardian.
Thank you.
Justin Bieber literally just turned 15 years old. Bieber had to spend 48 hours with Diddy. The location and what they did was undescribed, but we know what happened, do we?
Yeah, apparently he diddled with Justin Bieber.
He diddled?
Yeah, I don't know whether he diddled Bieber.
Or he diddled
can
it
we look
with
up
his
if Diddy
pee.
Diddled pee Bieber.
He diddled with his pee.
Yeah. Probably shouldn't make jokes about that.
No, don't make jokes about
that. Yeah, no,
but apparently it's like a big
Aiden just
did,
right
did he do
did diddly diddly do
diddly do
Ned Flanders did he diddle
but apparently it's like a big Illuminati thing as well, so hopefully if we talk about this our views don't just drop. If our views are shit on this episode, it's down to just the Illuminati
and Justin Bieber and Diddy are watching it. Well, I heard, what did I hear now about P. Diddy? Didn't he, yeah, he's a proper pedo. Allegedly. And he does a load of that shit.
Loads of drugs.
Oh, and all of his songs that they can't play them on the radio. Just like R. Kelly, they don't play R. Kelly's songs on the radio.
What songs does Diddy have?
I don't think I can name you one.
Oh, Diddy's. I can.
Go on.
Every step I take.
That's Diddy. That's a banger.
Yeah,
that's it's always song. The same kind of R&B, like da do da do.
Yeah, yeah. Here we go. I'll be messing you. That's his most famous one. Bad Boy for Life, great song. See, he has released bangers though, like.
Have you seen, what's that guy called? Rick Ross. He's like a billionaire. Have you seen his car collection?
No.
Oh my God. Can we look up Rick Ross's car collection? You will not believe. He's got like 1,000 cars.
See, I don't see the point of having so many cars.
Yeah, you can only drive.
If you're a billionaire, would you not have... No, that's not his car collection. Look, yeah, it's mad. Go on images.
The thing is...
Look, they're all his cars and they're all like Lambos, Rolls Royces. He's got like thousands of cars.
Guys on Spotify, that he has got a few... He's got quite a few
cars.
It's
like a field full of cars.
It's like a field full of cars.
All right, if you had £1 billion, what's the first big thing you'd spend it on?
Well, obviously, the obvious is... Hoes.
Would you?
Joking. Yeah, I'm baby. Joking. I thought I was going to get a laugh. Right. No.
No.
first thing is a house, obviously, a mansion.
Is it? Would it be an investment or would it just be a Playboy mansion?
I don't... what, those are the only two options? Yeah. I'll go for the second one then. Okay. No, it'd be... Yeah, it'd be both, I guess.
What was the Playboy mansion about?
Hugh Hefner.
Yeah, Hugh Hefner.
Did he just shag girls in the house?
Yeah, what was it all about?
So he was like a 90-year-old man and he would just get babes over. Straight babes.
Playboy bunnies.
Playboy bunnies. They'd dress up as little Playboy bunnies and then he would... I think he'd play with them.
He'd diddle them.
He diddled.
I bet P. Diddy went in there and diddled.
I think Hollywood is full of nonsense, though. I feel like that's...
Of course it is.
I mean, there's loads of them.
Stephen Hawkins, how the fuck
did he...
Surely he had a penis pump. Because how would the that fuck... Work? Was he doing the diddling on the kids? Or the kids doing the diddling on him?
I was listening to the Rufus Rice podcast of the fellas the other day.
Oh, so that's factual, is it?
His penis doesn't work, apparently. They Googled it.
Well, yeah, quite clearly. He's bloody paralyzed. If he's laying like this...
And he's dribbling it.
Yeah, how is his peen going to work?
No, but people thought his penis might still get blood, but it doesn't.
No, I could have told you that, mate.
Nothing gets blood apart from his computer.
How would you know that? There's no way of knowing.
Well, why the fuck, though... Would he want to shag little kids and boys and girls if his dick doesn't even work?
He cheated on his missus.
He was a bit of a stud, wasn't he?
Stephen, well, stud's the wrong word for not.
A bit of a twat, really, was he?
But was that real? So he went to the island. We don't know if he diddled.
Yeah, well, it's allegedly he diddled.
Yeah.
And no one seems to care. Really? Yeah. It's not really...
There's been a lot of jokes.
It's because he made the universe facts so.
Yeah, but he just said the Big Bang did it.
What did he figure out?
Big Bang.
He did relativity.
No, that was Einstein, general relativity, wasn't it?
He did Big Bang, Stephen.
He made the Big Bang.
He's
a producer.
If you're watching the Big Bang Theory show, you are mindless.
Oh my God, the Big Bang is the worst show ever.
Yeah. Please, guys.
No, I bet Harry likes it.
No, because I know what you're going to say now. You're going to say Harry likes Friends, so he has no brain cells. Friends is good.
Oh my God.
Big Bang is bad.
Did you see? I saw a poll which said Friends is better than The American Office.
Right, that's bollocks.
That's absolutely mental. But speaking of polls, we should do a poll. We've got a little poll here.
Yeah.
What's his name?
We've got a poll here. What's his name? Our producer's not Polish.
He's Irish.
It'd be more hard work if he was Polish, but he's not. He's Irish.
Right, so speaking of... polls and ranking. We are going to be rating the UK podcast scene.
Yeah.
So we've got, how many is that? That's 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 podcasts here.
Can't count eight.
So let's rank them from 1 to 8.
Okay. Yeah. We'll rank them on what I've heard about them as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the fellas, obviously Chip and Cal, right?
Yeah.
What do you think of that?
I really like their podcast. I like how they kind of, they don't really care what they're talking about.
They're like us.
They're like us in a way.
I think that we've been on their podcast. Yeah. Harry is yet to do that.
I'm not big enough yet. I'll get there.
You've taken your time. But yeah. I like their podcast too. I like how unserious it is. I think it's a bit more PG than us. We had Husnain on last week. He said ours was way less PG than... the fellas, which is good. I like that. I think you guys like that.
We're
right?
More raw.
So what do you rate the fellas' podcast out of 10?
Out of 10, it's up there.
Yeah,
the fellas is up there. Their studio design's good. They are our bosses in a way, so we cannot insult them.
Well, I'd say 8. Yep,
I'm going with 8 out of 10.
They pay you.
What can they benefit from though? What can
improve
they get?
On.
Yeah, improve on.
Good question. Maybe slightly less PG, be more like us.
Yeah. Less PG. I'd
be
say.
More like us.
They're
and
not.
You can
they're
improve.
Not PG. They're yeah. not. They're not like boring and really PG. But they could be less.
Yeah.
Less strict. Okay. Chunks and Fees show. That's a new one.
That is a new one. I've seen clips of it. I haven't watched it.
I've seen a bit of backlash.
Have you?
I've seen a little bit of backlash. A lot of a few comments were saying, oh, they're just talking about money and their egos now. And I disagree.
I think Chunks and Philly are really nice.
I think they're really nice. I do think they're down to earth as well.
Yeah, when I was a lot smaller, they were one of the first people to come up and say, listen, mate, carry on how you're going. You'll do all right. That's what they said.
Yeah.
And I was like, whoa, you're big in the game.
Yeah.
So it's like, it was really good.
They are very nice, yeah.
And also, Philly's released a new song and it's an absolute banger. Have you heard it?
It's called Grey, isn't it?
Simmer down, mummy.
Is it called Grey?
Yeah, it's called Grey.
Grey, knew it.
Banging song. So that, I'll give him a point for the song.
Yeah.
I'll deduct a point for when Chunks sang to Chris Brown, though. That was...
he did what?
That was...
He did what?
He sang... You've not seen when he sang to Chris Brown? He's a great singer, but...
Oh, I did see that, yeah. Mm, backstage somewhere in a club.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Chris Brown was like, can you shut that shit up?
He's a very good singer, though. Okay. Both of them are.
So is that higher or lower than first podcast?
I'm going to say, I don't know. It's hard.
I thought we're just rating it.
Out of 10.
Okay,
I'm going to give it I'll give it a 7.
Okay. Harry?
I'll give it the same as Phil. I'll give it an 8.
I'll give it an 8.
I don't know though. I haven't seen it. Maybe an 8 then. I haven't
actually watched it, but I've
the
seen
clips are good.
I mean, they got fucking Idris Elba on there. They're clear.
Oh, yeah. They're clear. Yeah.
What's good podcast? Simon and Randolph.
I really like this podcast.
They get a lot of stick.
They get so much.
They do. Standard. Why?
And also, everyone has a go at Randolph calling him boring. I think he's a great guy.
I fucking love Randolph.
I really like Randolph.
Do they call Randolph boring?
Yeah, they do. They say, don't give Randolph hosting priorities because he can't speak.
I thought it's Simon they call boring.
They call Simon boring as well.
They call them both boring.
They say it's a boring podcast, but I think it's good.
I really like it. I actually listen to that nightly, to be honest with you.
Do you really?
Yeah.
I've watched one episode, the one I was in.
Did you not watch my one?
I think I did watch it. I think you shouted me out in it.
Yeah.
And I shouted you out in it.
Cheers.
You shouted me out in it.
Did I?
Yeah. And Randolph said he liked me. Thanks, Randolph. Love you.
What did I say about you?
Randolph brought up actually, he was asking what I do now, and you said I'm on here every now and then, and he said that's good, I like that, I liked him. Nice, right back at you, Randolph, love you.
He's not going to watch this.
What's good? I'm going to give what's good.
I really like Simon,
and they're really cool guys. Simon raided my stream yesterday, which was really nice of him.
Yeah, that's cool
because he's big time, you know, he doesn't have to.
That is really nice.
I'm going to give him a 9 just because I like him so much.
I agree.
I'm going to give him an 8.7.
Nice.
Oh,
okay.
Specific. Sidecast. Now, this is the Sidemen paid platform podcast.
Yeah.
Sidemen.
They'll lose a point for that.
I'm losing 3 points for that.
Okay.
Because you're not...
You're not providing enough.
You're not providing Sidemen for the poor stuff. People.
You don't have enough channels of Sidemen stuff. sarcastic.
I also haven't seen it because it's behind a paywall.
Yeah, I have never watched an episode. I would watch it, but I'm not paying money for it.
No,
sorry.
So, I think it would be good though. I'd like to go on it as well.
I would love to go on it.
Yeah,
please get me
and
on it.
And also, KSI shouted the Low IQ pod out on.
Oh yeah, on ages Sidecast. Ago.
Did he?
Yeah.
What did he say?
He said. Sick. He said
that's before Phyllis took us over as well. So
yeah, that was when we were on. Yeah.
What did he say?
He said it's we're doing well. He said we're going into different avenues. So.
No. Nice.
He said, and one of them's done Afterlife.
Yeah.
And I said, and Toby Harry, was like, Cole.
That Harry guy's got a great hairline, I heard he said.
I don't think they mentioned
I think he said that. Did he not say that? I think he said that.
So I'll give him a point for that. Sidecast, I'm going to give a 6 only because it's behind a paywall and I haven't watched it.
Yeah.
Because it's behind a paywall. We don't all have that kind of money.
I'll give him 6.8.
All right.
I'll give him a 6, because it's behind a paywall.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour's class, one of the biggest in the UK.
Yes.
More serious, I'd say, than a lot of them because they get on.
Yeah, quite serious. They do like dick jokes, but the actual interview is a proper interview, isn't it?
Oh, are they? Yeah. Like Joe Rogan.
You've been on it.
Oh, yeah.
We've been on it twice.
Have we?
I have.
You have. Right. I've been on it once then. Yeah, I like Happy Hour. They do serious stuff and they do comedy stuff, which is good. And Jack really likes Ricky Gervais.
Yeah. I really like them as well. They're really cool guys. Jack and Stevie, really great guys.
Yeah. I didn't really know Jack. I know Jack more. But Harry, have you listened to the Happy Hour
podcast? I'm a fan of Happy Hour, yeah. I don't know a lot of the guests they get on.
To be honest, I think Happy Hour, out of all of them, and Fellas is the one I listen to the most.
Happy Hour is good.
Happy Hour is good. It might have to be a 9 for me.
My girlfriend goes feral for Happy Hour, so I'll have to get
really like creaming.
She creams. She met Jack at Tully's farm, and she creams.
What if she saw Jack in a pair of checkered pajamas?
She'd die.
She'd leave me straight away. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, she would.
Would you let her?
Yeah,
I've got an eyelash.
No, I'm joking.
In my eye.
You wouldn't. But Rufus, she really likes it.
Rufus, well, you didn't.
You haven't rated.
Oh yeah, 9.
Fuck my eye.
I'll give it a 9. Cole.
I'll give it a 8.
Ooh.
Rufus Rice. Now, he's just started. I haven't seen it.
Aiden, is it good? Aiden, our producer, is also a guest on that, right? Aiden, is it good? Is it?
He shook his head. He said it's
shit. 10
out of 10. Well, okay, Aiden. What would you rate ours then?
Yeah, bitch. Yeah.
There it is. Said six.
We made you who you are.
You are here because of us.
He was already here when we were here, but it doesn't matter. Okay. Yeah. I mean, it's a good concept.
I can't rate it. I haven't seen it.
I haven't actually seen it. He played me the song he's going to do on his next episode, and it was very good. So.
Yeah, so I don't know about Rufus. I haven't seen it. It seems good. It's good.
He's a funny bloke.
I'll give it a seven. Shits and gigs.
Give it a seven, yeah.
Shits and gigs are killing the game.
They're top of the game. You can't beat them.
You can't beat them. They're a 10.
There's got to be a 10.
They're geniuses when it comes to podcasting.
They are.
And they're great guys.
They're really nice guys. And they're really down to earth.
Really down to earth.
And they're really up for doing shit. They've come on this podcast before. I popped up to them the other day and I said, James, do you want to come on again? And he was like, yeah.
Why not?
Good lads.
Bearing in mind, they don't need to.
No, they don't need to at all. They came on before we signed to the fellas, and it was a great episode. Yeah. It did the best any of the episodes very well.
I mean, their podcast is smashing it. Their clip game is fucking unreal. They're funny.
Their host chemistry is very good.
Very good. They're good friends.
Yeah.
The one thing they get stick for, some. Do you know what?
Fake laughing.
Mm. Yeah, they have.
But so do Chunks and Philly.
Yeah, they do as well, actually. And I do think James and Fuhad. I think, obviously, sometimes you do have to fake laugh.
You have to. You're putting on a bit of an act.
But I think a lot of the time they do actually laugh.
Yeah, they do laugh.
You know, because it is funny.
Because I filmed something with them and they laugh loud, very loud, off camera as well.
Yeah, they do. They don't sound like that.
So 10 out of 10. Chloe versus the world. It's not our demographic.
But we're actually going on there.
But we love it because we're going on it.
Yeah.
And she's here soon.
She's actually coming on here as well, guys. Yeah. If you want to see a different sort of demo, it's going to be a weird one. I feel
it is. So our audiences don't really mix.
But our audiences, right? Are Chloe hate versus the world,
complete opposite.
They're going to fucking hate this. Yeah. Well, our audience. I meant her audience will hate us. I think, probably.
Yeah.
Our audience. I don't know. I really don't
know. Our audience are lovely.
So I think they'll show us some.
Be nice
some love.
To Chloe when she comes on, guys.
Be nice to her.
Leave some questions in the comments for Chloe when she comes on.
It's a good idea. She'll be coming on very, very soon. So actually, it might be even be the next episode you see.
Might be. Might not.
Actually, it will. It will be. So leave comments now asking questions you want. They could be as rude as you want, but I'd give her a 8 out of 10 on the potty.
8 out of 10 for Chloe.
I haven't seen it, but she seems lovely. I'll give her a 7.
Okay. I'll join you with an 8 out of 10.
Yeah.
But do you know what I would give a 10 out of 10?
What, Jack?
The smoothness of my balls.
Me too.
Which segues us onto our sponsor, Manscaped. So I think we've mentioned in our last episode. No, it was this episode that me and Cole are moving in together.
Yes.
I was thinking I shave my balls. Do you shave your balls?
I do, but I don't know why you were thinking that.
I was thinking about it. Let me explain. We're going to be moving in together and I'm going to be shaving my balls. Now, I'm thinking...
not in my fucking house, you know?
Oh, yeah. I'm thinking that there might be hair sprinkled around the house.
No, there won't.
There might be. Well, there won't be.
Okay.
Do you know why?
Why?
Because this episode is brought to you by the spring cleaning champions, Manscaped.
Okay, what does that do? Why is that not going to bring hair around the house?
Well, let me tell you. Clear out that winter bush with Manscaped's Lawnmower 5.0 and watch your confidence bloom like the springtime flowers.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, spring cleaning doesn't just apply to the nether regions, I suppose.
It does not.
Jack, get the full groom experience with Manscaped. Their signature Beard Hedger Pro kit, plus handyman electric face shaver. So you're going to be... Well, you don't grow.
I don't grow facial hair, but I grow ball hair and butthole hair.
So
I'll be shaving that and I won't be making a mess. Because whether you're tidying up your beard or going as smooth as Harry's hairline...
Who's put that?
You can get 20% off and free shipping with the code LOWIQ at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code LOWIQ at manscaped.com.
Nothing like a little bit of spring cleaning in your pants. And let me tell you, mine are cleaned as a spring.
Cheers for that, Manscaped.
I've got a question.
Yeah?
This is a good one.
Go on, Jack.
Would you find out the date of your death for £1 million? £1 million squid.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
The date.
Does this mean we're getting £1 million or we have to pay £1 million?
What the hell do you think, idiot?
What?
You get a million.
You get £1 million. Why would you fucking pay £1 million?
You pay to sign out because you don't really want to know when you...
You don't want to know that.
You don't know that.
Okay, well, okay. Would you get paid £1 million to find out the date of your death?
I would, yes.
I would, yes.
I would, yes. For £1 million, find out the day of my death. Yeah, why not?
Well, I tell you why not.
Okay.
Because... you're going to get, say it says, oh, 26th of Jan.
Yeah.
2027.
Yeah.
You're like, fuck. Yeah. I've only got 3 years I'll be left,
like,
mate.
I'll be like, flipping out. I've got to buy shit with my £1 million.
Yeah, but only for 3 years.
Yeah. And you're going to be so depressed and you're going to want to die.
Yeah, you're going to be thinking about it all the time. You might enjoy your life.
Yeah, but we all know we're going to die at some point.
Yeah, but not in the next 3 years, I hope.
Well, you don't know that.
I don't know that, to be fair.
But even if you were going to die in 40 years, you'd still be like, oh, the year before, you'd be like, shit, this is going to be fun. And you'll be, the day of death, you'll be like, what is going to happen then?
Can you move forward to the date of death? Does it change? Because if you know about it, you'd like, if it says like,
no,
in a few years, you're going to get shot in the head, I'd just not go outside.
No, wait, don't tell you the way of death. So if you die on the 23rd of Jan, right?
Yeah.
And then the day comes, you barricade yourself in, you'll just die. Or something will just drop. The ceiling will collapse.
So what I'm saying is you're going to be dead that day anyway.
Yeah.
But then now you have £1 million to spunk.
But you know it's happening. Oh, you don't want it.
That's a good point. Because you're going to die anyway. You might as well get £1 million for it.
Yeah.
It's not a bad...
That's a good point.
It doesn't change anything.
If you're going to die that day anyway...
£1 million is a life-changing amount of money for some.
Yeah, I know. But I just feel like if your death date was going to be soon, you wouldn't live that well.
You'd be stressed, but then you have £1 million.
But you have stress anyway. I'll just pay £1 million for stress reduction surgery. I'll pay £1 million to get the stress reduced out of me.
Yeah. To be fair, Jack's changed my mind. I was going to say no, but I think yes now.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm not doing it.
You're not doing it.
No, I'm not doing it.
How much then?
How much would you need?
20 quid. 20 million quid.
20 quid. 20 million.
That's a lot.
Oh, you have
to. Well, to be fair, I think I'm not going to die for a long time anyway.
Oh, so there we go then.
Because you're eating well.
Yeah. Although, if someone comes and pops a cap in my ass,
yep.
Like 50 cent.
He you say that a lot, pop a cap.
Do I?
Yeah, whenever you talk about someone dying, you go pop a cap in their ass. I don't know why you've got that just locked in.
It's the hood in me.
You don't have any hood in you.
You have no hood in you.
I have a little
you
bit
grew
of hood.
Up in Essex.
That's hood. I'm a hoodlum.
Someone in the last episode said that we briefly went over the point that in your school you had a murderer.
I saw that, yeah.
Because we literally went, oh, you had a murderer at your school. Anyway.
I hate about with a murderer.
Do you want to talk about that?
Did I not speak about it?
No, you didn't at all.
Yeah,
it wasn't at my school. I think I did, but it wasn't my school. But it was Owen, you know, Owen, darts guy. It was his friend, and we did pranks sometimes with him. And we hanged out at the pub sometimes, and then he went silent for a bit. And me and Owen were like, what the fuck? What's going on? Owen more so, because it was his mate.
Mm.
Turns out he read this, he popped up to it. Owen was like, oh, well, you okay? Are you alive? You in prison? joking. And turns out he was in prison because he'd have shanked some girls up and that. And he gouged someone's eye out, stabbed this guy 117 times. And his dad tried to cover it up as well. His dad tried to prevent the cause of justice.
How did he know?
Well, he told him, I think.
He told him, I'm going to gouge someone's eye.
No, after it happened.
What did he do to try and hide it?
I think he just told police he went there or something. And just said about like, he was a fake alibi. So he said, oh, James.
Say he was home that night.
He wasn't out stabbing and shagging. He might have shagged, I don't know.
He might have shagged.
I don't think he did shag him after, no.
Nah.
So rest in peace to anyone involved.
Do we know why he did it?
He wanted to be a serial killer.
That's right.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
And he was hanging out with you and Owen.
I know. Imagine if he was
playing darts.
Yeah, he was a dart.
Well, you said that he picked on like less privileged people, like disabled people and racially...
Well, more vulnerable people.
Well, I mean, speaking of friends that are serial killers and friendship groups, I've got another question. Who is the funniest out of your content group? And you can't...
And we can't say yourself.
Either. We can't say each other.
No.
Oh, yeah, okay, really? Fine. Oh, we can't say each other.
Well, okay. Would you say someone here?
Well, I need to think about it first.
Maybe.
Probably, yeah, maybe. Maybe I would, but let's say right. The others then. So the content group,
yeah.
You guys might not know him. You know Isaac HP. He's been on it.
They'll know Isaac. They'll know...
Definitely not the funniest. We watched his stand-up.
Jeez. Joking.
Sorry.
Well, it is good. No, it is all right. No, it is good.
So is he the funniest?
Is he the funniest? No, I think he's funny. I think what I put him as the funniest, he's up there. He's up there.
He'll be up there.
I think they're all funny.
I think, I don't know whether you all know him, but Sam Ambers. He's the weirdest, funniest guy ever.
He's funny when he doesn't mean to.
He doesn't
be funny.
Try and be funny, which but he is funny.
It makes him funnier.
Yeah.
There's something.
He's funny.
I'm tired today because I was at the club at 3 a.m. last night just to film him drunk because it was just great content.
Mm. Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm starting a vlog, by the way. Check out my vlog.
Is it out?
Be out by the time this is out.
He's trying to Sam David Dobrik.
You'll notice a lot of similarities with David Dobrik. Don't bring me up on
fitness
it.
Fitness guy, any?
No, not even close.
Who's David?
David Dobrik. He did a vlog. It was always 4 minutes 20 because that's the weed number.
Oh, are you doing that? Don't do that. You can't steal that, you twat.
I'm not stealing exactly that. The whole
yours is 4:19.
I'm not allowed to make a video that's 4:20. Is that what you're saying?
No.
I'll make it 5 minutes then.
That's a pretty cool thing. Making it 4:20.
Every video.
Every single one.
Really? And it'd just be him like partying and
yeah, it's just like a fast place. Fast.
Yeah, what's the vlogs paced about? What are they going to be about?
It's like kind of funny shit, some skits, breaking up funny stuff that we're doing in our life, improv comedy, and some pranks and stuff.
Are you good at improv comedy?
I do some improv.
Tell us a joke.
Go on. No. We are improv now. Okay. No, that's not. Let's
do a scenario. Like, whose line is it anyway?
Okay. Yeah. All right. Ready.
What's the?
I'm a cat. Bitch. Meow.
Okay.
Wait, what's the scenario?
What's the scenario?
I just told you.
You have to improv.
No, he's improving, yeah.
You need to say the scenario.
No,
I don't. This is improv. That's what improv is, genuinely.
You improv from the scenario, you nonce.
Yes, I've just said it.
Okay.
That's not a scenario.
The scenario is the cat. You're in a cat hotel. A cat cafe.
Yeah, right? Meow. I'm a cat.
Oh, hello, little guy. How are you doing?
Yeah. Ouch. You kicked me.
I didn't kick you. What
the hell was that?
Kicked him. I am Batman.
Someone's got a finger up my bum. Who is that? I'm blind.
Batman, take your finger out the cat.
My finger is not up his bum. It's now a murder mystery.
I'm dead.
The cat is dead.
The cat's now dead as well. The lights went out for a second.
The lights went out for a second. Now we have to find the murderer.
I think Batman killed the cat.
Wow. Spotify won't know what happened.
Spotify won't know what just happened. The lights went out.
Someone has killed the cat.
Batman, did you kill the cat?
Why would you assume that?
You got them...
Because he's black.
Is that why?
No.
I thought he was going to say the N-word. Nick!
Just call you the N-word, yeah.
How dare you?
How dare I what?
How dare you sleep with my daughter?
He touched me inappropriately.
I thought you were the cat. This is the worst.
No, it's improv. He's changed character.
That man touched me inappropriately. The man with the shit hairline.
Why would you touch my daughter?
It might not be me with the shit hairline.
It is. It's you. It's you. The one Carl that looks Pilkington's like Carl Pilkington.
Hello, Carl. I'm also Carl. All right.
That was good.
Yeah. See? Good.
That is good improv comedy, yeah.
Bang. He's dead. End.
That was shite. That was awful.
I thought that was really good. You know what we should get someone to do? Animate that. You know when they animate that? No, because someone animated us.
Yeah.
If you know any animators or any of you an animator, animate that improv because that's sick. I want to see
that. Okay, should we do another improv?
If you animate me, can I have a good hairline, please?
No, make it really far back.
This is a speck at the back here. That's good.
Okay, one more improv.
What's the scene?
Jack, you are a patient in the hospital. Yep. Cole, you are the doctor.
Yeah.
I am your nurse psychic.
Okay.
You're a psychic medium.
No, just assistant.
Oh, I'm
just
assistant. Yeah. Okay. All right, so you've got to make this funny, Harry.
What seems to be the problem, sir? Hello, sir.
Hello.
What's sir, up? Are you okay? The doctor's here for you.
I'm not okay. That's why I'm screaming.
Oh, no. What's the issue?
My fingers...
Okay, I can see they seem to be fine. They
My fingers are swollen.
They're not. They're always swollen. You're just fat as fuck.
Yeah.
I'm not fat. I've been doing the Eddie Abu diet recently.
Why have you only got four fingers, Jack?
That's what I was going to say. One of my fingers has come off.
Oh, no.
Well, stop eating it, nurse. Stop eating his finger.
Stop sucking me my finger.
Oh, I thought it was his cock. I'm sorry. He's just so good looking.
Why have you got no hair? What's happened to your hair? It's just fallen out.
I don't have cancer. I ripped it out because I'm stressed about my finger.
Well, our nurse here also has no hair.
Your hairline is really bad.
This is improv.
Get the nurse out.
Doctor, do you want to come see the cool patients now?
Doctor, get the nurse out. The bad hairline is triggering.
I'm horny.
What's going on, man? What is happening?
Oh, elephant character. Why is there an elephant in the room?
That's just you, mate.
Elephant in the room. That's a good saying.
That was good. That's good.
Do you want to know another saying?
Yeah.
Go on.
Night, sleep tight.
Don't let the bed bugs bite.
No.
What do you mean?
Don't tell him. Night, sleep tight. Where does that phrase come from?
That comes from when Jimmy Savile was around. You had to tuck up tight so he couldn't touch.
No. Let me tell you a bit of history. This saying came from a long, long time ago.
When?
Huh?
When?
Yeah.
Long, long time ago.
What day?
I don't know.
Right, okay.
But the way it would work is when people would sleep, they would sleep on string. And what you'd have to do is you'd have to tighten the string. Otherwise, your bed would fall and flop.
Right, they put the mattress on string.
Yep.
Put the mattress on the floor then?
No, because the string makes you elevated, which makes it more comfy.
Is that true?
Yes.
Can we fact check that?
No, it is true.
That doesn't sound true. Why would they sleep on string?
People slept on string.
Why?
The same way, I don't know.
Where does sleep tight come from?
So sleep tight. So before you go to bed, you'd have to sleep tight because you'd have to tighten the string.
I don't believe that.
It is. Where does sleep tight come from?
Look, we're looking up now. Here we go. So the classic explanation behind the phrase sleep tight relates to medieval rope strung beds. These beds, instead of springs, use ropes that needed to be tightly tied.
Yep.
Under the mattress to keep it securely in place.
Thank you very much.
Damn it, he's right.
I had some others. You can guess where they come from. Let me quickly.
Okay.
So I've got some other.
This is the segment.
Okay. So this is a new segment now I've just made.
It's the last guess.
This is called Guess Where This Popular Saying Comes From. Now I've done my history research. I went to the palace, which means I know my history.
Jack watched one TikTok.
Yep.
Yep.
But I'm going to say a saying. You have to guess where it comes from.
Okay.
Let's start with this one. Daylight robbery.
Okay. Bing, bing, bing.
Yeah.
A robber would always just rob you in daylight.
Why would they rob you in daylight?
Because what they would do is nighttime is too scary for people to be about. There's more people in daylight.
Okay.
No, because daylight robbery means like it's like obvious and in your face.
Yeah. So let me give a definition of daylight robbery. It's like, right. So let's give an example. Harry's just bought a new iPhone. Fuck off. That's daylight robbery. How much that is. Rip off.
Okay.
Guess that's daylight robbery.
So what are we doing?
It just means
where
something
come from.
Where? How did that saying come about?
People were robbing in the daylight. What do you mean?
No.
Go on, and what is it?
What do you mean?
Daylight robbery, the saying, comes from a time back in the olden times.
Nice.
Now, King William or something, one of the kings or princes or something.
There's been a few.
He put a levy tax on anyone that had over six windows in their house. So people would start bricking up their windows and getting rid of windows so they don't have to pay this tax. And they got rid of daylight because he robbed it from them with the tax. So they called it daylight robbery.
That's interesting. Why would he tax windows?
It's just a tax on things.
The government are fucked, by the way.
Well, he's the king.
Why are they Oh, okay, the king.
This was like 100 years ago.
Yeah, but fuck it.
More than that, loads of years ago. All right, next up, we have rule of thumb. Rule of thumb.
Okay.
I know.
Give a definition of what it means.
It's just like
Oh, that's the rule of thumb.
Shut up. It's a rule that's like come about through just doing it a lot, and everyone just has this general rule.
Yeah, that works.
I've got an idea.
All right, press your binger.
Bing.
Okay.
Rule of thumb relates to how everyone has a thumb. It's the most common thing a man has.
What about people without thumbs?
Then they don't get the rule.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I think it came from a unit of like measurement. Like it was that far to measure, and that's now a rule of thumb. Is that right?
Where the fuck have you got that from?
That's me guessing. This is with the game.
Well, you are wrong.
Okay, great.
Back in the olden times,
yeah,
it was legal for men to beat their wives with a stick, a wooden stick.
Bastard. That I hate terrible. That shit.
You can't do that.
Misogynistic and inappropriate.
Fuck that.
However, the people in charge of these laws said the stick has to be no thicker than your thumb to make it legal.
That's okay.
So that's how it.
Joking, it's not okay.
That's how it became the rule of thumb.
Who's beating someone with a stick that big?
No. I think thickness.
No, thickness.
It can be thick.
Like a pool cue.
My thumb's quite thick. You have weird, really thick, weird
thumbs. Actually, yeah.
So you can whip them with a. You can whip them then.
Hmm?
You can whip your girlfriend.
Back in the day, yeah, it was legal.
That's not good, is it?
As long as it was the rule of thumb.
Can they whip you back?
No, it was misogynistic back in those days. And to these days, I see a lot of it.
Well, I do not condone the whipping of the rule of thumb. No. So I abolish that rule.
I hate the gender pay gap.
Me too.
And I'm 6 foot, by the way.
So I'm also 6 foot.
I'm 6 foot one. Okay. Raining cats and dogs. Fuck. All right, let me put it in a
scenario.
I'm walking outside. Fuck. Raining fucking cats and dogs. Bloody hell.
It's raining cats again.
It's raining cats and dogs. Where's that come from?
Raining cats and dogs. Oh, that's a tough one. I wonder why that came about.
Yeah.
Did they throw like animals out the window?
Ooh,
when they didn't want them.
Now that's good. Now that's good.
Something being thrown. They threw animals because of something, I reckon.
Yeah, I reckon they're getting rid of cats and dogs out of a window.
Yeah.
Very close. Back in the olden days when it would rain a lot, their streets were so unhygienic. They just shit out the window and that.
Yeah.
And there'd be dead dogs and cats everywhere. That when it rains, you just see loads of dead cats and dogs just floating down your...
Wait, what's the shit out the window got to do with anything?
I'm just saying it's unhygienic.
Bad hygiene.
Is that why the cats and dogs died?
They died of all different things.
What, and it rained so much that these cats and dogs would just stream down the... How many... Just clean them up, for fuck's sake.
No, but they didn't believe in hygiene back then.
Didn't believe in hygiene.
That's what happened with the bubonic plague.
Yeah.
Last one, do one more.
So this is the final saying.
Yep.
A well-known saying, a saying that I use a lot, in fact. Bob's your uncle.
Ooh.
Where did that saying come from? Ask me how you want it in a sentence, if you like.
Yeah, how do you say it?
How would you say it?
Bob's your uncle.
How
would I say it? So I'd play football, I'd go home, cook up a stir fry, Bob's your uncle.
Then what?
That's it. That's how I'd use it.
Well, my uncle actually was called Bob. So maybe I just thought you were in my house and Bob was around.
No, that's not how it was invented.
It's not, is it?
You didn't invent it.
You're an uncle called Bob. That's cool. Did you use that?
No, I never did.
You could have said
Bob's my uncle and got a few laughs out of that.
All right, ready? Bob's my uncle.
Fucking hell.
He was, yeah.
Fucking hell.
Died due to COVID reasons.
Oh, well, that's put it down there.
Bob is no longer your uncle.
Well, Bob was your uncle.
Bob was your uncle. Maybe that you could tell.
I'll do that. Okay, let's try that then. So, yeah, came home, made a fish and chips. Bob was my uncle.
That'll catch on.
That'll catch on. Right. I think it comes from maybe the Bob was, he must have been an uncle of someone. I know a lot of people, maybe in the royal family, had an uncle called Bob.
I was going to say that.
A lot of people had an uncle called Robert.
Well, wrong. So both of you lose.
Both of us losing.
The real meaning was there was a guy called Bob in a very high position of power. Mm. And he hired his nephew. And everyone was like, why? Why have you done that? Because it's only because you're his uncle that you've got this job. Yeah. And everyone was like, you've got that job because Bob's your uncle.
Really? No.
Yeah. Is that true?
Yeah, that's true. That's and then crazy. The saying goes, Bob's your uncle. That's why he got the job. Now you just...
Oh, yeah, because you don't even... You don't finish your sentence when you go, oh, when I'm got some dinner, Bob's your uncle.
Yeah.
So it's like... It's like Bob's your uncle.
It's so much. It's a comment.
And what job was it that you got?
I don't know. It's just some proper
like a nepo
job.
Baby.
Nepo baby, yeah.
Oh, what does that mean again?
When you're the son of a bastard.
No. That's when your family is really rich and you're rich because of that.
Oh, yeah.
Or like
where
famous.
Did we learn that? Yeah.
Like Michael Jackson's kid is a nepo baby.
David Beckham's kid. Oh, no. He loves the podcast. Sorry.
Romeo. He doesn't love it. I don't. He's not watching this.
He said he
Romeo, if you're watching
he
this.
Likes Jack. Romeo, if you're watching this, comment.
Well, no. Technically, he is considered a nepo baby. It's not a bad thing.
No, it's
not
just
a great thing.
No, it's just, it just means you're the baby of someone very high up. Or
it actually is a good thing.
But you can't really shake that.
We know a nepo baby, but we can't say who because they don't want
Darcy.
He said who?
Bob's your uncle.
Bob's your uncle.
Yeah.
And that is the end of the low IQ.
Comment your favourite sayings and next episode we might dissect them.
Yeah, or we'll dissect a frog.
Yeah.
We'll get
that
frog
would be
on.
Good. Can we do that?
We should get.
Oh my god!
We should get a scientist in to show us how to dissect a pig.
We've been saying for ages you want to get someone really smart on here.
Mm. We still
that
have
to blow your mind.
And we can taxidermy your Uncle Bob.
Oh, message. it was a guy you messaged and he saw it but didn't reply.
Louis Theroux.
No, the scientist guy. Brian Cox.
Oh, yeah.
Message Brian Cox to come on. I think that'd be a banger of an episode.
But what if we ruin his career? We just
we
like.
We can't ruin it.
We could because his brain cells would decrease coming on.
Guys, before we go, lastly, what I want you to do, because Louis Theroux, I popped up to him about 5 times about this pod, right? And I've said, hi, Lou. Love you, Lou. Sees it and ignores it. Can you all of you, go to his Instagram? He will see him. If you spam his messages, or just one message each, if he gets 100 of you guys doing it, 1,000 would be amazing. Say, go on the Low IQ pod. And because when he gets on it, trust me, he will come on. He's seen my message. He knows I exist and he knows I want him. And I'm going to do him. I'm going to do his ass.
Do you big stiff idiot.
Yeah. Don't call him that.
He's definitely not an idiot. He's a very intelligent man.
Well, yeah, we want someone intelligent on. You guys want to see Louis Theroux. We'll be the first podcast to get Louis Theroux on, probably, maybe not.
That's
but
not
do it
definitely
anyway.
Not. That would be sick, though. I would love that.
Yes.
I'd come. I wouldn't be on the episode, but I'd come just to say hi.
There we go.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Tune in next week.
Bye. Love you. Bye.